presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
September 29, 11:16 America, New York. Stocks on Wall Street drop as focus shifts back to economic risks. Investors are anticipating a global recession as central bankers take a hard line against inflation, looking to slow the economy by raising interest rates.
Finance and Economics.
September 29, 10:45 America, New York. Global rate rises are happening on an unprecedented scale. Their cumulative impact may be greater than expected.
BBC News Business.
September 29, 10:36 America, New York. Kuortang: we're sticking to our growth plan. Chancellor Kwasi Kuortang has said he will stick to his tax cut plan despite pressure to U-turn.
New York Times Business.
September 29, 10:26 America, New York. China's absurd COVID propaganda stirs rebellion. The use of propaganda in the country has been on overdrive in the pandemic, with some Chinese citizens arguing the language has bordered on nonsense. A COVID testing booth in Beijing last week.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 29, 10 o'clock America, New York. Mortgage rates rise to 6.7%, highest since 2007. Mortgage rates are more than double where they were a year ago, adding pressure to the already cooling U.S. housing market.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 29, 9:17 America, New York. As yuan hits new lows, China responds with restraint. The country's central bank has sought to slow rather than halt the decline of the currency.
Global Economy.
September 29, 9:16 America, New York. The chip choke on China may breathe air into semiconductor industry. A fresh wave of global government investment might well stimulate broader innovation.
New York Times Business.
September 29, 9:14 America, New York. German inflation soars to double digits in September. Consumer prices rose 10.9% in the year through September, much higher than expected, driven by high energy and food prices.
Global Economy.
September 29, 9:12 America, New York. Is U.S. trade policy undergoing Japanification? There is some historical irony in America lecturing Japan Inc. about active support for industry.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 29, 9:03 America, New York. Jobless claims hit lowest level in 5 months. Initial jobless claims decreased to a seasonally adjusted 193,000 last week, the lowest since late April.
Daily FX Market News.
September 29, 9 o'clock America, New York. DAX and CAC 40 Technical Outlook. Relative weakness is glaring. The German and French benchmarks continue acting as bear market leaders. A further recovery in risk may set these indices up for continuation trades.
Global Economy.
September 29, 8:30 America, New York, Mexico. Remittances. Flow of cash hints at heat in U.S. economy. In employment terms, the U.S. has recovered more quickly than its southern neighbor.
Daily FX Market News.
September 29, 8:09 America, New York. German inflation soars to 10% in September. Euro/USD heads to 0.9750. German headline inflation hit a fresh multi-decade high in September on soaring energy and transport costs.
Daily FX Market News.
September 29, 7:56 America, New York. Pound sterling latest. GBP, USD eerily calm ahead of US session. Cable's relatively calmer price action suggests markets aren't fully convinced about Liz Truss' fiscal plans as she doubles down on Finance Minister Kuortang's mini-budget.
Digital Finance.
September 29, 7:49 America, New York. Digitizing Trade, Jesse Chenard, Monita Go, Vox 41. Monita Go founder Jesse Chenard says the company has pivoted beyond blockchain for TradeFin. The post Digitizing Trade, Jesse Chenard, Monita Go, Vox 41 appeared first on Digital Finance.
Marginal Revolution.
September 29, 7:25 America, New York. Will a nuclear weapon be launched in combat by the end of 2023? This prediction is from Manifold Markets. Metaculus gives similar odds to a similar question. These are serious predictions. In a 2019 post, I pointed out that expert surveys, not markets, suggested the annualized probability of a nuclear war was on the order of approximately 1%, and I thought that was worryingly high.
BBC News Business.
September 29, 6:32 America, New York. Dover summer queue warning under new EU border system. Holidaymakers and lorries could face long queues under the changes, the Port of Dover's boss warns.
Finance and Economics.
September 29, 5:07 America, New York. Japan's monetary policymakers are sticking to their guns. The falling yen is not just their problem. BBC News Business.
September 29, 4:01 America, New York. Tax cuts are right plan for economy, says Liz Truss. The Prime Minister insists her plans will boost long-term growth, despite resulting market turmoil.
Marginal Revolution.
September 29, 2:38 America, New York, USA, Sweden, fact of the day. Middle-age mortality increases among non-Hispanic whites from 1992 to 2018 are driven almost entirely by the bottom 10% of the education distribution. Here is the newly published paper, by Paul Novosad, Charlie Rofkin and Sam Asher, AEA Gate. In another new paper, by Randy Jalmerson and Matthew J.
Marginal Revolution.
September 29, 0:43 America, New York, why energy price policy is hard. That is the topic of my latest Bloomberg column. The core problem is that if you let prices go up too much, i.e., to where they ought to be, many people will stop paying their bills. We don't in fact have the political economy in place to enforce the wealth transfer to the public utility.